WG News Time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by TimeshareExitTeam.com. Here's Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. Good morning. Cloudy skies at 64 at O'Hare. Chicago's October shooting numbers are in, and they continue to rise. Details right after WGN Traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
And good morning. Looking pretty good on the roadways. No delays on the Edens or the Kennedy as of yet. Eisenhower also clear along with the Stevenson and the Dan Ryan. And Winfield, watch for an accident at Winfield and Roosevelt. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
A violent Monday in Chicago. At least 15 people wounded in separate shootings. This after the deadliest weekend of the year. Nearly 60 people shot from Friday afternoon to Monday morning. For October, 73 murders, over 400 people shot. U.S.-led forces in Iraq are close to entering Mosul for the first time in more than 2 years. Iraqi special forces have begun their assault on the city, trying to drive out the Islamic State group. China's rolled out a new warplane, its J-20 stealth fighter. Made its public debut at Air Show China today. It closely resembles the Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptor in service with the U.S. Air Force. After more than a year, the 2016 presidential campaign season is down to its final week. Prospective voters have been hearing from GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump.
We are going to win back the White House.
And from his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
It is hammer down to the White House.
And today they joined forces rallying supporters in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton today holding 3 rallies in Florida, Dade City, Sanford, and Fort Lauderdale. ABC News has learned the FBI's investigation into emails that are possibly linked to Hillary Clinton will focus on work-related messages from top Clinton aide Huma Abedin. One pipeline worker is dead. At least 5 others are injured after an explosion Monday in Alabama. Colonial Pipeline has shut down its main pipeline in the area. The investigation continues this morning. The leaders of 7 tribes protesting the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline say they're now considering a meeting with pipeline officials, and that meeting could take place today. There's no bus, trolley, or subway service today in Philadelphia. It's nearly 5,000 transit workers have gone on strike. And back locally, the Cubs left for Cleveland last night, Halloween. Players and coaches boarded team buses in costumes. Fans showed up for the send-off. A handful did so in costume as well.
Hey, you got to stay loose. It's a big game coming up, and I like the way that Joe does this kind of stuff.
It's the first time they can dress up before a World Series, so you got to take advantage of the opportunity while you can.
And big game tonight, the biggest stage. We turn now to WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Innick.
Good morning. Just when you thought things were looking pretty bleak for the Bears, they came up with their best outing of the year and knocked off the first-place team of the NFC North. Jay Cutler returned from a 5-game absence to pass for 252 yards and a touchdown. The Bears beat the Minnesota Vikings at Soldier Field 20-10. Rookie Jordan Howard ran for 153 yards and a touchdown. Cutler threw an 11-yard touchdown pass to Alshon Jeffrey early in the third to put the Bears up 20-3. The Bears defense sacked Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford 5 times, kept the Vikings out of the end zone till just over 5 minutes remained. The Bears are 2-6 heading into their bye week. The Vikings have lost 2 in a row. We'll talk to Dan Hampton this morning on the Steve Cochran Show. Cubs are hoping to extend their season at least one more night tonight when they play at Cleveland in Game 6 of the World Series. Jake Arrieta, the winner of Game 2 in Cleveland, takes the mound tonight against the Indians' Josh Tomlin, going on 3 days' rest. Cubs did not work out in Cleveland yesterday. As Vic just told you, they departed on the late side for Cleveland, and they will play Game 6 tonight, hoping to get to Game 7 tomorrow. Don't forget our True Blue Playoff Plus postgame tonight. That will be at 11 o'clock. Here on 720 WGN. That will follow Blackhawks hockey. The Hawks going for 3 in a row for the first time this season when they host the Calgary Flames at the United Center. The pregame at 7, faceoff at 7:30 here on 720 WGN. We'll talk to Coach Q on the Steve Cochran Show this morning at 8:40. And the Bulls are 3-0 for the first time in 20 years. The Bulls winning their road opener last night at Brooklyn 118-88 to get to 3-0. And they will play at Boston tomorrow night. I'm Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
Troy Murray here. For nearly 120 years, Chicago's own Nuveen has worked to live up to the highest standards of investment excellence, committed to delivering lasting value, whatever the markets may bring. Like generations of Chicagoans, they've watched our Blackhawks strive for excellence, whatever the season may bring. At Nuveen, they couldn't be more proud to support our champion Blackhawks as they work to keep Chicago the home of hockey excellence and bring the cup back to our city in 2017. Visit Nuveen.com today.
It doesn't seem possible, but the holidays will be here before you know it. I'm WGN Radio's Kristen Decker, and I've got the perfect idea for you. Everybody wants great-looking hair. If you know somebody that suffers from dry, brittle, damaged hair, split ends, hair that's falling out, or just lifeless, Ovation Cell Therapy can help. I'm prone to getting split ends, and Ovation Cell Therapy has helped my hair become thicker, stronger, and longer. I've had friends and coworkers try Ovation, and they're happy to report back how pleased they are with their hair. Ovation as a gift will make you a gift-giving star. This year's holiday gift set comes in different formulas for different hair types and includes the must-have Ovation Cell Therapy 3-bottle system, an intensive hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and the special Ovation detangling comb. Order online at ovationhair.com. And if you're a new customer, get a special discount when you choose WGN Radio at checkout. Ovationhair.com and WGN Radio at checkout for that introductory discount.
Papa Nicola's Coffee is Chicago's number one premium coffee and is served at WGN. Find Papa Nicola's Coffee at grocery stores throughout Chicagoland or at papanicolas.com. Pick up a bag of Papa today.
Mike Gilkey's passion, it flows through the veins of the company. He sets the bar pretty high, so it makes all of us want to follow suit.
We believe in making a superior product, something that's going to last a homeowner for the rest of their life.
We're providing an excellent product at a competitive price, and I can do my job with integrity and with passion.
Customers really see a difference when they come and look at our products.
These windows have a lot of girth to them. They're not just flimsy, hollow vinyl windows.
Don't look any further. You've found your window for life.
Hi, I'm Mike Gilkey. I wanted you to hear from my employees because they are the face and heart of Gilkey Windows. Our employees are family and so are our customers. If your home needs new windows, become part of the Gilkey family today. Save $150 per window and save $300 per sliding patio door. Visit us online at Gilkey.com or call us today at 1-888-3-GILKEY. That's 1-888-3-GILKEY.
Your money on WGN. Asian markets finished higher overnight. Big gains in China. And not seeing the same trading early in Europe. Markets in Germany, England, and France in negative territory this morning. Oil and gold futures are higher in pre-market trading. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a stronger opening on Wall Street. The numbers next with Dave Plyer on the opening bell. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Looking for a mild day today, a terrific Tuesday, actually partly to mostly sunny skies, a mix of clouds and sun, 74 for the high for us later on this afternoon. We're looking at highs today around 15, 16 degrees above average. For tonight, becoming cloudy. Could see a shower after midnight. Much of the night dry, down to 58. Tomorrow, showers likely, maybe a rumble of thunder, a high of 67. We fall to 59 on Thursday. So after Wednesday, we dry out on Thursday. We become sunny, cooler. And then Friday, through the weekend, some sun in 60s. Sunny, mild, and pleasant on Friday, 62. Saturday, mostly sunny, mild for November with a high of 63. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
It's 64 degrees at both airports, 63 in suburban Glencoe. We have southerly winds at 13 miles an hour at the lakefront, 64 downtown. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
This is Shell. It's the oil majors today. Third quarter. If you're a shareholder in a Royal Dutch Shell, you have a dividend of 47 cents. This is the big one. The adjusted net income comes in at $2.79 billion. The estimate out there was for $1.79 billion.
Tesla's announcement that they're going to actually incorporate solar panels into the materials that actually make the house really marks the transition from what's been happening in industry for about 20 years to bringing it to the mainstream. So people finally are thinking about not putting solar on top of their roof, but actually making the roof itself a solar collector.
The post has finally been filled after more than 2 years without a head of state. Ex-army commander Michel Aoun has been elected as the new president of Lebanon.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Well, good morning. It's 5:09, and today is the first day of November 2016. It's Dave Plyer in for Steve Grzanich. First business day of the week here on the opening bell on 720 WGN. So all eyes today are going to be on the Chicago Cubs playing tonight Game 6 of the World Series back in Cleveland. It's destined to be a nail biter. Yes, it's November 1st. Yes, it's 73 degrees outside. Yes, we are playing baseball in November. It is very confusing to most of us as well, but can't wait to see them go. They left at 7 o'clock last night after they went trick-or-treating with their kids, and they're in Cleveland. They'll be on the field this afternoon, and very excited, you know, and as a longtime fan, as I know many of you are as well, very excited that they've actually reached this far, Game 6 of the World Series, where we all did not think we would make it, and just so proud of this team, and hopefully if we could pull it through tonight, and let's not forget, we won one of the two games in Cleveland already. If we can make this happen, really, Game 7 is a whole new ball game, so let's keep our eyes out for that. And don't forget True Blue Playoff Plus right after the game, our post-game show tonight on 720 WGN. Also reported yesterday on the south side is the Chicago White Sox. The signage of the new south side ballpark that the Southsiders call home will be changed later this week. Starting yesterday, workers began installing the signage indicating the new name of the ballpark, which is a little bit controversial, Guaranteed Rate Field. The name change will officially go into effect into all signing and all rhetoric starting today. The Chicago-based mortgage lender announced that 13-year deal with the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority for the naming rights to the ballpark in late August. Simply stunning how fans and consumers reacted to this change, in my opinion. Now, of course, the name, I think, should have been changed back to Comiskey and powered by Guaranteed Rate. I could have caught that all day long. They would have been the heroes. But now we've got a little bit of a situation like we had with Macy's and Marshall Fields, and I still call the Willis Tower the Sears Tower, so we'll have to see where that ends up over the next couple years. On the opening bell this morning, first up, we're going to be joined by Igor Lebovic. He's the CEO of Kindly Care to talk about their new suite of tools that empowers families to take charge of their elderly loved ones' health care. If you have family, parents, relatives that are aging, this is always something that's top of mind. Then a little bit later at 5:35, we're going to talk about the first unofficial shopping day of the holiday season, the trends, the predictions, the growing list of retailers that are giving Thanksgiving back to their employees. Very happy to hear about that. We're going to talk to Bill Thorne, Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Retail Federation. Now, all that coming up after we check the WGN Associated Market Desk this morning. The Dow futures are pointing down 0.1%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are both trending down. In Europe, all the indices are down. FTSE is down 0.22. In Asia, most of the indices are trending up. The Nikkei is up 0.1%. Oil is trading up at 0.15%. And we'll be looking for an overall stronger opening on Wall Street this morning. We've got some business news happening around the world yesterday afternoon and overnight. A Chicago circuit court judge has put the brakes on the proposed merger of Chicago's Advocate and North Shore Health Systems. Chicago Tribune has reported that a federal appeals court has ruled against Advocate Healthcare and North Shore University Health System in a case over their quest to merge, reversing a lower court's decision. The case will no go back to a lower court if the hospitals decide to continue to fight. A three-judge panel for the 7th U.S. Court of Appeals cited Monday, which sought a preliminary injunction to temporarily halt this merger. The appeals court on Monday sent the case again to review. A little bit further. Groupon, first 5 years as a public company. The anniversary is this Friday. The dual class of stock came to an end yesterday, and as planned, when super voting shares are converted to common stock. Lefkovsky still owns 103 million shares, or 18% of the stock. Mutual fund giant Fidelity is second with 12.7% of the shares, followed by Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba Group at 5.8%. Keywell is the fourth largest shareholder at 30.4 million shares, or 5.3% of the stock. It's hard to calculate Mason's stake because he's not involved with the company any longer, so he's no longer required to report his holdings. So what does that mean for Groupon? With the stock down 24% to just under $4 a share since reporting on earnings on Wednesday, this could prove to be a catalyst for the stock because it makes it easier for someone to acquire them, so we'll be keeping our eyes on that. Also in Dallas, General Electric is taking advantage of a prolonged energy slump to become a bigger player in the oil and gas drilling business, a bet that could pay off big when prices recover. GE and Baker Hughes will combine their oil and gas operations, creating a major player in the oil field services industry at a time when the energy sector is bogged down by a weak and volatile commodity prices. Also, GE is suggesting some bold new thinking with this creative Baker Hughes deal. They're taking their motto, imagination at work, to heart. The deal has just been cooked up with Baker Hughes, an oil field services rival, and setting an intriguing precedent for a $267 million industrial behemoth. The finances of the arrangement may stack up for the shareholders, too, but what could set this transaction apart is GE's recognition that the sum of its many parts may be more valuable than the whole. Now, earlier this month, Kindly Care, a growing in-home care provider, announced a $3.1 million in funding to launch its unique suite of tools that empower families to be more in charge of the care of their elderly loved ones. With millions of aging Americans and geographically distributed families, one of the critical questions over the next 5 to 10 years will be how we care for our parents and loved ones. And to break that all down for us is the co-founder and CEO of Kindly Care, and that's a gentleman involved in many other companies and startups, including About.com, UrbanSpoon.com, AirPair, and CalorieCount.com, among others, and that is Igor Leibovic. Good morning to you, Igor.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you for joining us this morning. You know, long-term care of an aging loved one is always of great concern. American demographics show that people 65 years or older numbered nearly 50 million this year, and they represented about 14.5% of the U.S. population. That's about one in every seven Americans. By 2060, there will be about 98 million older persons, more than twice their number today. Is that why you discovered this opportunity here to change the face of long-term healthcare?
You know, it's partially personal to me because I also suffer from a disease called Lyme disease, and I definitely can see the writing on the wall for myself. I know that I already have symptoms, and in the future, they're going to be even more pronounced. But like you said, there's also a growing need for this type of a service across the country, and you know, it's very important that we come up with a solution that's not only safe and secure, but also affordable. That is something that really hasn't been addressed sufficiently in the past.
Well, when asked if they had a choice in taking responsibility to provide for a loved one, a lot of people are doing it. It's family members. You know, they've self-reported that they had no choice in taking on caregiving responsibility. So a lot of people are trying to take on this burden all by themselves.
That's correct, and it's probably the biggest part of the entire industry. People often talk about how many home care agencies there are. They often talk about, you know, the amount of money that's being reported that's being spent between the agencies and the caregivers. But there's actually sort of like this black figure that nobody talks about, which is the unreported money spent between caregivers and families. And, you know, this is all basically under the table. It's really not to anyone's benefit because caregivers don't get any of the, you know, Social Security, unemployment insurance, and Medicare. And families don't get any sort of liability insurance or even protections in front of the IRS in case of an audit or anything like that. So, you know, really, Kindly Care focuses on legitimizing those relationships and making sure that when a family hires a caregiver, this is all done following a very strict legal framework.
We are talking to Igor Leibovic. He's the CEO of Kindly Care, and there's much more after a look at your morning traffic. Good morning to you, Mary.
And good morning. It's not bad on the area of roadways. Just starting to see some delays into 53, traveling on 55. Also in Woodridge, Route 53 and 83rd, watch for an accident. Also keep in mind the World Series. There's parking restrictions around the Wrigley area because of revelers that could occur tonight. Some areas on Kinsey, Wells, Hubbard, Division, Lincoln, and Webster. And those are in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Traffic sponsored by Presence Health. Caring and compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
It's the McDonald's Thanksgiving Parade, November 24th, beginning at 8 a.m. on State Street from Congress to Randolph. Get VIP packages and sit in the WGN Channel 9 TV zone. Details at ChicagoFestivals.org. Brought to you by McDonald's owner-operators of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you. one that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank, but at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit AssociatedBank.com or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:35 to WGN's opening bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talent. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talent. ZipRecruiter.com/talent.
The Chicago Cubs are in the World Series for the first time in generations. To commemorate this very historic event, BigTimeBats.com is releasing the World Series Chicago Cubs officially licensed team signature bat. The full-size bat will have the facsimile signatures of the Cubs team roster and World Series logo. Full-size bat measures 35 inches and weighs about 32 ounces. It is limited to 5,000 individually numbered bats. Big Time Bats is the same company that brought you the sold-out 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field bat. Call them now to purchase this historic Cubs 2016 World Series team facsimile signature bat. Call Big Time Bats now at 866-481-BATS or see it and other Cubs collectible bats at BigTimeBats.com. Call 866-481-BATS. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Big Time Bats now at 866-481-BATS. Ask about their special World Series bat sets with a free bat display. Don't delay. These bats will sell out.
Wish you were handy around the house? Learn how to tackle those DIY projects with some help from local home experts. You can do it with Weekend Workbench, Sunday mornings at 11 on WGN-TV. All right, Dave Plyron for Steve Grzanich here on the opening bell this morning. On the WGN Associated Bank market desk this morning, we are following some stocks after some earning reports came out yesterday. Allstate is trading up at $67.90 a share. Baxter International trading up at $47.59 a share. Caterpillar also trading down this morning. Groupon trading down at $3.99 a share, as we mentioned earlier. And UAL is trading up at $56.23 a share.
It's from ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock indexes in Asia were mostly higher today after surveys showed China's factory activity rose to a two-year high last month. This suggests that the world's number two economy is stabilizing. Transit workers are on strike in Philadelphia. Bus, trolley, and subways that provide about 900,000 rides a day are not running. There is a concern that a prolonged walkout could keep some voters from the polls on Election Day. General Electric plans to merge its oil and gas divisions with Baker Hughes. The new company will still be called Baker Hughes, but GE will own more than 62% of it. The deal still needs shareholder approval. The day of cheap gas in New Jersey has come to an end today with a 23-cent per gallon increase in the state's gas tax. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 19 points. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Dave Plyer back with you in for Steve Grzanich on the opening bell here on 720 WGN. We're talking about caregiving and some of the new tools in the marketplace with the CEO of Kindly Care, Igor Leibovic. Igor, you know, when it really comes down to it, you know, the premise of home health care can be very challenging. You know, there are 3 in 5 care recipients have long-term physical conditions, memory problems, Many caregivers are family or friends that are unpaid, and at some point the challenges become greater than what these individuals can actually provide.
Absolutely. People often talk about the caregiver burnout, essentially the condition where a caregiver, really the caregiver themselves, they've been working too hard and too long, and they've really started neglecting themselves. So if you remember what the airlines tell you, you know, before you try attempting to help other people, you first have to help yourself.
Now, you've been called the Uber of caregivers, which sounds like a good thing, and you've just secured some significant funding to develop and expand your services. You know, and really what you do is you take that burden off the caregiver or the family to care for this loved one. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what this means for your industry.
Of course, Uber is a great role model in many ways, but in some instances, we sort of like try to deflect the comparison to Uber just because they also have issues with labor laws. And, you know, this is the very much the focus of the company that you're actually trying to solve. So caregivers are hired as employees of the family. This is a very important distinction. They're W-2 employees. They're entitled to all the benefits that you get from being a salaried employee. And they're really taken care of. They get, you know, all the benefits of being an employee, such as unemployment insurance, Medicare, and Social Security. And on top of that, we also background check every single caregiver, and the family is able to see a video where a caregiver talks a little bit about their experience, and they say why they got into the field, how they're able to help, and what their, you know, past experiences are. You know, do they know what a Hoyer list is? Have they actually ever really helped someone get out of the bed who is unable to get up on their own? And, you know, you don't ever have to meet anyone in your apartment before you've seen as many videos as you'd like. And once you're able to invite someone over to your place, this is all for free. We are allowing this pre-vetted supply of caregivers to come and help you out. And you can hire them in as little as a day if you'd like. Once you hire them, you're getting the support from Family Care to make sure that this employment is structured legally. This means that, you know, there's liability insurance, that the caregivers are bonded and insured. All of this is taken care of by our solution. And we also make it very easy for the caregiver to receive scheduling, to get paid. And if you ever need to, replace the caregiver with somebody else, all you have to do is just go back to our website and select somebody else, and, you know, people will be in your home and ready to work within a short amount of time.
Well, and what's wonderful about this process is once you've hired this person, you manage this all on your cell phone. You know, it's an app that handles all aspects, again, as you said, from scheduling shifts, task lists, timesheets, daily reporting, messages between families and caregivers. It really takes care of everything, and it really does it all. So it's all done properly from a government perspective and insurance and all that. And it gives people a peace of mind.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to specify very clearly here that if you can afford to work with a home care agency, you probably should. If you have the amount of money that it takes to hire someone to really come in here and completely outsource the care of your elderly loved one, that is really still like the golden standard. But most families across the country will find that, you know, getting a home care agency to work for you will be incredibly expensive. So we really see ourselves as the best next choice. We want to shorten the gap that currently exists between the two choices that you have, which is outsourcing the entire care to somebody else or doing everything incorrectly and illegally. This means just hiring somebody down the street. You've never run a background check on this person. You don't know who this person is. If you need a replacement, you have to start from scratch, which is asking, you know, friends and family and neighbors and whatnot. And so we really find that consumer empowerment is lacking in this industry. You know, if you want to manage your own weight loss, you can go ahead and get a calorie counter. If you want to go ahead and, manage your taxes, you can use TurboTax. But if you want to manage your own care, that's practically impossible. You have to, you know, either outsource it to somebody else or you have no support whatsoever.
You know, I looked at the website and I keyed in my own zip code and immediately found nearly 200 caregivers ready to go to work. So it's a very simple system. And I encourage folks that are struggling with this to take a look. And for more on Kindly Care, simply visit Kindly Care. And that's KindlyCare.com. Igor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. All right. Thank you. Vic Vaughn, good morning to you. What are the top stories we're looking at today?
Good morning, Dave. Well, we're looking at Chicago's shooting numbers for October. We just got them in, and they continue to rise. Plus, we could see some school closures next week, so we'll explain that coming up next.
Wonderful. And our Chicago Cubs. Let's not forget about that.
Of course. Of course.
The anticipation is building, the productivity down all day. I think for anybody's looking forward to this game. Thank you, Vic. All right, you're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN. It's 529.
From ABC News, Tech Trends. In New York, Microsoft unveiling a new Surface Book, billing it as
the ultimate laptop.
Panos Panay is the head of Microsoft's device team and says they've updated the processor and its graphics, as well as one simple tweak.
We put more batteries in the product.
Panay says that'll bring customers 16 hours of battery life. Microsoft also unveiling a whole new PC.
I'd like to introduce you to Surface Studio.
Panay says the desktop computer is geared for creative professionals, and the price tag reflects that, starting at $2,900. But Panay says it's a powerful desktop with a very sleek design.
It's a fully embodied aluminum enclosure. It's housing the thinnest LCD that has ever been created at 1.3 millimeters.
Microsoft says the Surface Studio will be available in limited quantities this holiday. Also announced, a creator's update to Windows 10 with a focus on 3D and a new VR headset for the operating system. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Chicago Cubs are on the air.
It's really happening. The Cubs in the World Series. The conversation is here on 720 WGN.
This season, let's share the joy. The pure, heartwarming joy of Goodman Theatre's A Christmas Carol. With glorious music, dazzling costumes, and more spectacular stage magic than ever, this crown jewel of the holiday season is the best show to get at the true meaning of Christmas.
A Christmas Carol runs November 19th through December 31st. Get your tickets today at goodmantheatre.org.
Millions agree, it's Chicago's favorite holiday tradition.
We each have our own story. It's what makes us human, makes us different. At the North Shore Center for Personalized Medicine, we're using DNA to predict, prevent, and treat illnesses, using your genetic profile to identify risk of heart disease, analyzing the DNA of tumors to develop precise treatments. This is the future of medicine, and we're doing it now. North Shore University Health System, personalized medicine for what's next. Northshore.org/genomics.
The Federal Savings Bank understands the purchase of your home is most likely the biggest investment of your lifetime. They realize you've worked hard to get here. The fact that the Federal Savings Bank is owned and operated by military veterans and their leadership team and many employees have also admirably served our country. They know about hard work, too. To them, service and honor aren't just buzzwords on a company mission statement. It's the values they live by. So, whether you're looking to buy a home or looking to refinance your mortgage, the Federal Savings Bank is looking to serve you with options that include zero down payment, lower interest rates, 30-day closings, and easy qualifications. The Federal Savings Bank will provide you the highest quality mortgage experience. Call 312-738-8421. 312-738-8421 or thefederalsavingsbank.com. 312-738-8421. Terms and conditions may vary, subject to underwriting approval. Equal housing lender and member of FDIC. NMLS number 411500.
It's 5:33, and the news is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And here with the top stories is Vic Vaughn.
October shooting numbers out this morning continue the pattern we've seen all year in Chicago, an increase in violence in all 78 murders in the city during the month of October. 427 people were shot. Some Chicago public schools may shut their doors on Election Day. Officials say it's a precautionary measure aimed at keeping students away from strangers who will be coming onto campuses to cast their vote. In suburban Cook County, nearly 65% of polling places are at schools. One-third say they'll keep students home on Election Day. We could see voting results as early as this evening. Some 28,000 unionized teachers in Chicago deciding whether to accept a tentative contract agreement reached earlier this month that averted a teacher's strike. And early voting nationwide, the presidential election is up. 23 million people have already cast their ballots. Now WGN Traffic with Mary Vanneveld.
So far, so good on the Edens. The Kennedy is starting to build inbound just around Nagel with no big problems on the Eisenhower as of yet or 55 in the Stevenson. Inbound Ryan, 15 minutes from 95th to downtown. Bishop Ford is building from 103rd, same on 57. No tollway problems. And Woodridge still dealing with an accident, 53 and 83rd. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
This Veterans Day, Career Builder, Fifth Third Bank, Navy Pier, and the Illinois Patriot Education Fund will host a hiring fair for veterans, active duty, and their family members. If you are a veteran or related to one and are looking for a new job, this event is for you. This free event occurs on Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Navy Pier. Many veterans who attended previous year's events reported to have walked away with on-the-spot job offers. This is your chance to meet with hiring managers from Grossinger Auto, Morton Salt, Bob's Discount Furniture, Fifth Third Bank, Navy Pier, Sears, and many others. Visit WGNradio.com and search Veterans Hiring Fair to pre-register. In honor of all our veterans and those now serving, the Steve Cochran Show will broadcast live from the Veterans Day Hiring Fair at Navy Pier. Stop by and say hello. We hope to see you there. Fifth Third Bank is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We're here to make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
What if I point at something and it's really hard for you to get to it?
Give it a try.
Okay, how about that filing cabinet way back there? Am I dreaming this?
No, sir.
It was really there.
And now it's really gone.
What happens next?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Business cards from American Express can help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express open cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
That old car is worth money. Visit victoryautorecords.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to victoryautorecords.com for more information or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to victoryautorecords.com to search their inventory. victoryautorecords.com.
victoryautorecords.com.
Biggest little benefit number 26, a partner who understands why you do what you do. At ADM, we know the critical role you play in helping stock kitchen pantries all over the world. And that's why we focus on services that help open up markets and increase demand for your crops. After all, it's a big, big world. And when it comes to feeding and fueling it, it's good to know we're all in this together. Get the best of both worlds with ADM. Learn more at adm.com/farmers today.
A quick look at the Associated Bank Market Desk numbers. Asian markets finished higher overnight. The big gainer, China. The Hang Seng finished up nearly 1% in value. The Shanghai and Nikkei managed modest gains. Not seeing the same trading early in Europe. Markets in Germany, England, and France in negative territory this morning, seeing fractional losses there. Oil and gold futures a bit mixed in pre-market trading. Oil futures down at $46.71 a barrel. Gold futures up at $1,284.50 an ounce. And major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a stronger opening on Wall Street. The Dow futures up 47 points, S&P futures up 7, NASDAQ futures nearly 14 points higher. Now WGN Sports and Dave Ennett.
Sports is sponsored by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. The Cubs are hoping Jake Arrieta can do for them tonight what he did for them in Game 2 of the World Series when he no-hit the Indians until the sixth inning in a 5-1 Cubs win. Tonight, Arrieta will try to keep the Cubs afloat in Game 6. Once again in Cleveland, the Indians go with Josh Tomlin, pitching on 3 days' rest. And the Cubs regain the services of DH Kyle Schwarber in the American League Park. Our True Blue Playoff Plus postgame tonight at 11 here on 720 WGN. The Bears doubled their victory total, knocking off the defending NFC North champion Minnesota Vikings 20-10 at Soldier Field. The Bears sacked Vikings QB Sam Bradford 5 times, while Jay Cutler passed for 252 yards and a touchdown to Alshon Jeffrey. The Bears are 2-6 heading into their bye week. The Vikings 5-2 after their second straight loss. The Bulls improved to 3-0 with a 118-88 blowout win at Brooklyn. Jimmy Butler leading 7 Bulls in double figures with 22. And our Xfinity Blackhawks report, Hawks host the Calgary Flames, who beat the Hawks in a shootout at the United Center just 8 nights ago. Pregame tonight at 7, faceoff at 7:30. Coach Q at 8:40 this morning on the Cochran Show. Don't miss your chance to catch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this year as they host Maryland, Indiana, and more. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. We start out with light clouds and filtered sun this morning on our way up to 70 degrees. Clouds build this afternoon, and that brings a chance of isolated showers tonight. Wednesday, showers, possibly even thunderstorms. Still a mild day with highs in the mid-60s. Things cool off for a brisk Wednesday evening. Right now it's 64 degrees at both airports, 62 in suburban Harvey. We have southerly winds at 13 miles an hour at the lakefront, 64 downtown. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Well, good morning and welcome back, everybody, to The Opening Bell. It's Dave Plyer in for Steve Grzanich on this early Tuesday morning, the first day of November 2017. The day after Halloween marks the first unofficial shopping day of the holiday season, believe it or not. And here to talk about what to expect from now through December 24th is Bill Thorne. He's the Senior Vice President of Communications and Public Affairs for the National Retail Federation. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Great. You know, I was just sitting in Wrigley Field watching a baseball game Sunday night. It's 73 degrees here in Chicago today, and here we're talking about holiday shopping already.
I know. It's not easy.
It's not, but it's right here. The NRF expects retail sales in November and December to increase a solid 3.6% to $655.8 billion. What's driving the increase this year?
Well, I think that there's a number of reasons. One is a consumer that's feeling better about how things are going in their personal financial lives. Jobs, security is important. Consumer confidence is up. I think that, you know, the economy is improving. Every report that we've seen of late has been very positive for consumers. It hasn't been perfect. I mean, we've had, as you just noted, it's been unseasonably warm. So a long extension of the summer, that kind of unseasonably warm weather and long summer has impacted several retailers. It's strong comparisons to 2015. And then, you know, there are, you know, issues like the election, some volatile global markets. But overall, we still feel like 3.6% represents a very healthy, solid growth this holiday season. And we're very optimistic that we're going to reach that.
It absolutely does, especially in an election season. You really see trending before the election. You see sales a little shaky because there is some level of uncertainty. And that, of course, is going to end within a week.
Thank God. Yes. And, you know, our retailers are seeing it. We've had several, you know, opportunities to sit down with our CEOs over the last couple of months, and they have all reflected on how different this election season has been and what it's done to their consumers and ultimately to their sales. Yet at the same time, everybody's very bullish that on November 9th, people will feel much better because of the certainty of what's going to happen in the future. And sales will pick up, and they'll have a good holiday season.
This 3.6%, a lot of this is going to be coming from a growing trend, of course, of online sales and mobile sales.
Correct. You know, it's interesting because, yes, it's a good, strong growth in online. I think it's, we're predicting between 7 to 12%. But, you know, it's still just a very small fraction of overall sales because you think about $655 billion of that, $117 billion is online. So it's strong, but it's still just a small percentage of overall sales.
I was looking where the average sale is higher, and how people are shopping between an actual laptop computer, a tablet, actual brick and mortar store, and a smartphone. And you guys broke it down. Whereas a laptop is still the largest ticket, so maybe that's when people are sitting down and spending more time. It's like $114 each shopping basket. Next is a tablet at $89, then is in-store, and then smartphone is at $70, which I have to assume that's the one that's going to grow. But here we are and talking about the fact that you know, three times that of in-store, people are buying more when they're actually sitting down at a laptop.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you are saying the growth really is in the smartphone. You know, back in the day when online was just in its early stages, this was the genesis of cyber because not everybody had a laptop or a home computer. So on Monday, they'd go back to the office and they would search online, and you know, retailers would be offering holiday sales online. And so that really picked up. But now with everything, you know, it's just at your fingertips. The smartphones are pretty much ubiquitous anymore, as are tablets. And so people are taking advantage of those sales and those opportunities all the time, wherever they are, whenever they want. So they could be on the couch watching, you know, Sunday football. They could be, you know, walking down the street. Those purchases are being made. It's not, while laptops still, you know, is at the top of the list, smartphone and tablet continue to grow, and the real growth really is on the smartphone.
How will social media impact shopping this year? You know, you think about how people get ideas between Facebook and Pinterest and Snapchat for a much younger demographic. You know, how will that and the shopping experience merge in more of a meaningful way this holiday season?
Well, you know, social media is so incredibly important, and it just continues to grow in importance. And the retailers are responding to that. You know, as you said, I mean, people are online looking for best deals. They're online looking for experiences. And the retailers that are succeeding are those that are tapping into that growing importance in the social media space. And so you'll be seeing a lot more from retailers as it relates to advertising and as it relates to basically having a conversation with the consumer, because that's where it's going now. That's kind of the expectation. It's not just that the consumer purchases something and that's it. The purchaser, and particularly in the millennial class, want to be engaged, and they want to feel like you want their business. So good, smart retailers are taking full advantage of that, and it definitely impacts sales, and it's definitely going to continue to grow in importance.
Yeah, the more that you engage with, obviously, your consumer, the more business you really will get from them, because then you're really in their lives every single day.
Absolutely. It's really, really important. And everything that you see, all the studies that have been done, just play that out every single time, and it continues to grow in importance. But again, retailers, you know, they're always talking to the consumer. They're always asking what makes it a better experience, what will make you come back to my store, what will make you fill your cart and actually fulfill that purchase. So they know why this is going to continue to grow, but they also know that it's not something they can sit on and wait and hope that maybe they'll get it. They need to get it now.
Here's one of the best news reports I've seen of them all. There's been a growing trend of retailers that have decided to give Thanksgiving back to their employees and not open. And I got to tell you, that ruined Thanksgiving for me, having stores open at 4, 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And you're seeing companies know that. I'm looking at this, you know, Costco, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, Crate and Barrel, Home Goods, Marshalls, Nordstrom's, Pier 1, PetSmart, TJ Maxx, REI, there's a lot, DSW, there's a lot of companies that are, and the list is growing, that are saying, no, we're staying closed on Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the opening on Thanksgiving Day is kind of a relatively new phenomenon, but, you know, and people really were kind of concerned, a lot of people were upset about it, but, you know, what the stores did, what the retailers did, was that they tried it. And, you know, they make their decisions based on what's best for their consumers, what's best for their employees, and what's going to, you know, ultimately lead to success for all of those folks, the consumer and the employees. And so they're constantly looking at the bottom line. They're constantly talking to their employees. They're talking to their consumers. And if it works, they continue to do it. If it doesn't appear that it's something that they need to do in order to succeed in the sales season, then they won't do it. And I think that a lot of stores have looked at what those results have been from the Thursday opening on Thanksgiving, and they've made a very good business decision for their employees and for the consumers, and have decided to stay closed. Those that haven't have looked at the bottom line and have talked to their employees, you know, many times they're being paid time and a half or triple time, and they have made the decision to stay open. But I think the trend line, certainly this year, is kind of going back, swinging back towards being closed on Thanksgiving Day.
And you've also forecasted seasonal employment going up between 640 and 690,000. So we're seeing some positive growth there as well. Bill Thorne, Senior Vice President of Communications and Public Affairs for the National Retail Federation. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Bill.
Thank you, Dave, and go Cubs.
Go Cubs. Thanks, buddy. All right, much more ahead on the opening bell after we look at your morning traffic. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. Building in both directions around Nagel on the Kennedy so far this morning. Also building inbound Eisenhower at Mannheim. 55 is a little slow once again due to road work from overnight into Route 126 and into 53, seeing some delays. 35 minutes now in from 355, 24 in from the Tri-State. The inbound Ryan 18 from 95th. Bishop Ford's not too bad on 57. Some delays from about 100 at 11th. All clear on the tollways. Just keep in mind, World Series, there's still some parking restrictions around the Wrigley area on Kinsey, Wells, Hubbard, Division, Lincoln, and Webster, all in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Traffic sponsored by Accountemps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise in 2017. Get an in-depth salary forecast for more than 400 accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting us at Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The Cubs are on their way.
Tonight, right after the Blackhawks, the Game 6 postgame show on the station that knows the Cubs the best, True Blue World Series.
Time to dial it up.
That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Sponsored by Wintrust, home of Cubs checking, and by Sloan. Water connects us.
I think tonight's gonna be a good night.
On 720 WGN.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering, could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-3 and 11-18-16, member FDIC.
Yep, it's that time of year again. Football's in full swing. Seasonal coffee drinks are going crazy, and the annual maintenance fee hits for your timeshare. It's about to be mailed out, and you're about to avoid your mailbox. It's Steve Cochran, and if you want that timeshare that you're not using to go away, you're going to need help. Rising maintenance fees are causing big problems for you, and you'd certainly like to spend that money somewhere else. Do what thousands of people are doing every month. Call Timeshare Exit Team, the industry leader when it comes to getting out of your timeshare safely, legitimately, and forever. Fact of the matter is, most timeshare contracts are in perpetuity, and that means they do not expire. They pass from you to your kids to their kids. Leave your kids memories, not debt, and maybe they can come up with their own family heirlooms. Don't leave them a timeshare with increasing maintenance fees. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. Call today, schedule your free in-person consultation. And if you want out, know that Timeshare stands behind you with a 100% money-back guarantee. Research it all at TimeshareExitTeam.com.
I'm Dan Patlack, your taxpayer advocate, and Citizens for Dan Patlack paid for this ad.
Dan Patlack is gaining support. The Daily Herald says he speaks with youthful energy and passion about the agency's mission of assuring fairness to all. Patlack approaches the job not so much like a politician, but as a commissioner whose responsibility is to rule the way the evidence and numbers tell him to rule. The Chicago Tribune says Patlack is smart and diligent, and he tries to keep the system fair. The Sun-Times says Patlack has the better professional credentials. Dan Patlack promised and delivered improvements at our Board of Tax Review. Online appeals, online evidence submission, over 200 assessment appeal seminars to educate taxpayers about the appeal process, and increasing transparency with all decisions available on the Board of Review website.
I appreciate the editorials, but the most important endorsement is yours on Election Day. With your vote on November 8th, I will fight unfair assessments and keep the Board of Review responsive to regular folks. I'm Dan Patlack. It is my privilege to serve you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning to you once again. It's Dave Plyer in for Steve Grzanich this morning from the WGN Associated Market Desk. Dow futures are pointing down 0.1%. The S&P and NASDAQ futures are also both trending down this morning. It's 5:54.
Road to the White House in Warren, Michigan.
Familiar chance of lock her up at a Donald Trump rally. The Republican presidential nominee trumpeting the new FBI email probe that may or may not be related to Hillary Clinton in Grand Rapids.
$650,000. You know what I call that? That's the mother load. I think you're going to find the 33,000 that are missing, the 15,000 that are missing.
Mrs. Clinton in Kent, Ohio.
I am sure they will reach the same conclusion they did when they looked at my emails for the last year. There is no case here.
Speaking to Philadelphia Democrats, Vice President Joe Biden unloaded on Trump.
One of the things that bothers me most about this campaign is Donald Trump has said so many ridiculously disqualifying, outrageous things that we haven't had time to focus on how stupid his ideas are about what he would do.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
All right, now from the Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Tuesday, November 1st, 2016. Here's what we'll be following today. It's officially 1 week, as you've just heard. Can't wait till it's over until the election. But make sure you get out and vote. The Federal Open Market Committee of the U.S. Federal Reserve is scheduled to meet in Washington. Decision on interest rates are expected tomorrow. Freddie Mac, the mortgage company, releases quarterly earnings at 8 a.m. The Institute for Supply Management releases its manufacturing index for October at 10 a.m. this morning. Commerce Department releases construction spending for September at 10, and the Federal Reserve policymakers begin a two-day meeting to set interest rates. From Detroit, automakers release vehicle sales for October. Pfizer reporting earnings before the market open this, and Freddie Mac reports earnings before the market open as well. Japanese electronics and entertainment company Sony reports second quarter earnings as well. And in healthcare, open enrollment period begins for health insurance coverage starting in 2017 under healthcare insured marketplaces. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act gives people the opportunity to sign up for insurance or to change plans. Open enrollment period for health insurance coverage starting in 2017. You can do it now. Steve Cochran is giving away Hawks tickets at 7:20 this morning, and we'll turn things over to the morning crew coming up next on 7:20 WGN.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel.
Cubs in the World Series. Follow them here on 720 WGN.
You know who I'm going to miss?
The Rolling Stones?
No, Jack Franks.
Yeah, he served McHenry County for a long time. Good guy.
Yeah, but this new guy running, Steve Reich, he's a great guy too.
Really?
We won't miss a beat with Reich. He knows how to get lower property taxes. That's his field.
Yeah?
And Reich has ideas to grow the economy up here.
You really like Reich.
So did the Northwestern Herald and the Chicago Tribune.
Good enough for me. I like Reich too.
I'm Steve Reich, and I'm asking for your vote for state representative in the 63rd District.
Paid for by the House Republican Organization.
Newspapers across Illinois support the Safe Roads Amendment. It's our chance to repair Illinois' crumbling roads and bridges without raising taxes. On November 8th, the first question on your ballot is easy. Vote yes on the Safe Roads Amendment, paid for by Citizens to Protect Transportation funding.
Maybe you're not a numbers guy. Maybe you don't know the difference between pi r squared and pi r round. Doesn't matter. Proving only the Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker cargo van stacks up is a piece of cake. The Metris Worker has 57 cubic feet more cargo volume than the Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase. That's about the size of a New York City apartment these days. And if you want to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, you can carry three of them in the Metris Worker. With the Ford Transit Connect, the third gorilla walks. The Metris Worker has more capabilities than a Transit Connect, and with a $25,995 starting price, has a low cost of ownership. Ain't math grand? The Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker Cargo, starting at $25,995. See your local dealer or go to mbvans.com. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris Worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Comparison based on publicly available vehicle specifications for the 2016 Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase.
All right, stay tuned for the business reports throughout the day and to the Wintrust Business Lunch today at noon with Steve Bertrand, and I'll be back tomorrow morning on the opening bell. Good morning, Dave and Andrea.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Your voice sounds much better today.
Does it? I'm still tripping over stuff, too, because I feel like I'm going to cough every 5 seconds, and I've totally avoided it for some reason.
You know, Bertrand did a story the other day on the noon business lunch about how bosses this week, and this is not a suggestion for our bosses, of course, but okay, how bosses this week should be a little more lenient and understand people are only going to have 4 hours of sleep and maybe let them go home early or don't schedule late afternoon meetings. And we're all saying, yeah.
Because of the Cubs game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're You're just talking about the morning crew.
Some of us have 4 hours sleep every night.
They were saying, don't schedule late afternoon meetings, that kind of thing. But, at least until Friday.
This is going to be pretty pretty intense. Because you know what? I've said this before. I am so excited that we've gotten this far. And seeing that we really have a really, you know, tremendous competition in the Indians. But, man, if we make this happen tonight, and what are your thoughts on this, Dave? I mean, are we going to get there?
I believe the Cubs are going to win tonight. I mean, you never know. I mean, Jake Arrieta, I will take this matchup. Jake Arrieta, well-rested against